Blog Talk Radio.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. You're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear from you. Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands in praise.
Hallelujah.
Tap the rays in your praise.
Hallelujah.
Wow, what a beautiful worship song you were listening to. God Wants to Hear from You by Pastor Samuel R. Blakes here in New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't know about you, but every time I hear that song, I listen to it, it ministers to a place, amen, that I need some strength in. Glory to God. We just bless the Lord. Excuse me, I have a little cold today, but we're going to press on. Nevertheless, in all these things, I'm still going to bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless God for another opportunity to be on Blog Talk Radio with you. We thank each and every one of you all for tuning in, and we certainly apologize for yesterday. They had some technical difficulty that was in the Blog Talk Radio network. Amen. And we weren't able to air on yesterday. But nevertheless, you know, everything that is man-made, anything that is man-made, and everything that is man-made is subject to fail at any time. So the only thing you can put your confidence in is this word. Amen. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word, God's word, is forever settled. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus once again. We thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are here empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen. And every opportunity we get to share the good news, the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are excited about it. We're excited about what God is doing in the land, and we certainly want to thank each and every one of you that prayed with us while we were in the shut-in on Friday at midnight. I tell you, it's just something about midnight. Glory to God. I tell you, the Lord showed up in a marvelous way, and we were certainly blessed in that shut-in. We were there from midnight. Well, we kicked it off at midnight, but I was there about 10:30, and we went all the way up until about 5 that morning. We were scheduled to go to 7 a.m., but nevertheless, okay, we have things that, you know, needs our attention, and everyone wasn't able to stay throughout the duration. But we thank God for the mind to pray. We thank God for the mind to continue to seek his face. Amen. We thank God for making a commitment to do that. And I tell you, everyone that was there, their efforts was recognized by God Almighty. So we told them to expect changes. Amen. Expect some results. Expect some answers to your prayers. Amen. Who wants to serve a God that never answers? Who want to serve a God that never hears their petition, never come in and step in and take care of things for them? Nobody want to serve a God like that. But we serve a God that is great, and truly he is greatly to be praised. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We are going on. We have a topic this week after we finished about 2 weeks with more determined. How many are more determined? Amen. I'm more determined to call more shut-ins than ever before. Before this year close out, and if the Lord is willing to see us, to see this 2015 to the end. Amen. I expect to see a few more shut-ins. How many know God said where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, he would be in the midst? I tell you, some people don't even know what a shut-in is. Amen. But when I came into this thing 30 years ago, it was nothing for us to shut in the church 3 days, not 3 to 4 hours, not 7 hours, but 36 hours. We were going 3-day fast, and I tell you, the saints of God, some had to work, and they would leave the church and go to work, and after they got off work, they took care of their little hygiene, and they came back into the temple. And I tell you, during that time, and Mother Charity can attest to that, during that time, amen, you didn't hear of many deaths. You didn't hear of sicknesses and diseases. You didn't hear of all of the plagues that are on the earth at this time. You know, there one, when I came in this thing, I don't even think AIDS had came on the scene yet. If it had, it wasn't as well broadcast and noised as it is today. But I tell you, you can just shut in, and we would feel the power of God. And if there was any needs in the midst of us, guess what? After that 3-day shut-in, everyone would go home praising the Lord, would go home with a new testimony, would go home with fire still shut up in their bone. Amen, amen. I experienced that. I experienced prayer lines where people would come in the prayer line. The blind couldn't see. Deaf ears was open. Amen. Those that were in wheelchairs, they began to get up. I have seen people get up out of wheelchairs and run around the church. Not walk around it, run around the church. And that's what the power of God would do for us if we would just commit our way to the Lord. If we would just, glory to God, put all of our focus on pleasing God and not man. And as I said to them, Mother Charity, in the shut-in, we have revivals, we have convocations, we have conferences, we have Sunday schools, events, we have all kind of activities, prayer breakfasts, prayer brunches, luncheons, appreciations, and oh God, all kinds of activities going on in the churches today. And guess what? If we're not looking for God to show up, if we're not looking for God to get any glory, shut it down. Shut it down, because guess what? It's your flesh. You're doing what you would like to do. Amen. But when God call a fast, when God call a shut in, amen, nobody's going to get any glory but him. Oh, God, I bless you today. So God got the glory out of that shut in, and I just feel a refreshing in my spirit. Amen. I wish I could call one every month. Oh, glory to God. And I don't care if two or three show up. That's enough. That's enough for God to invoke his presence. That's enough for him to answer prayers. That's enough for him to meet every need. That's enough for every petition we put before him, that he will answer, and he will answer on time, because we serve an on-time God. Amen, amen. So I just bless the Lord for what he's doing. And as we're going to go on into the lesson for today, amen, after that shut in, oh glory to God, I just begin to meditate upon the Lord, and I begin to ask God, oh God, where do we go from here? Do you know we're in the 8th month of 2015? This year is almost gone, amen, and what have we done? What things have we petitioned God for? Amen. At the beginning of the year, we have not seen it come into fruition. Hallelujah. What are we seeking God for? Are we seeking him for the tangibles? Are we seeking him for money, houses, and land? What are we seeking God for? Do we still need healing in our families? Do we still need healing in our communities, in our nation? I say yes. Every day you're hearing something, hearing a tragedy has occurred. You're hearing where a husband done beat his wife to death. I just was, glory to God, was just looking on social media, and I heard it on the news where this man had beat his wife to death, Mother Charity, with a baseball bat. And yesterday I was looking on Facebook, and I seen the picture, and somebody was saying that was their sorrow. You know, she was a classmate of them in college, and it showed a beautiful picture of her and her husband in happier times. Well, how about today she's dead? And he beat her with a bat in front of her two sons, broke one of the sons' arms with the bat, and beat that woman unmercifully until she was dead, okay? And you tell me we don't need to shut in and pray? Huh? The devil is a lie. And this man, he went and turned himself in. And this man worked for the sheriff's office. She had a restraining order on him. And Mother, I know we don't advocate. We don't advocate. And I'm gonna open up Mother's line a little bit. We don't advocate weapons. The Bible say our weapons are not carnal. Glory to God. But Mother, we living in a day where the devil is busier. Busier. Yeah. And the authorities are telling women, especially to get them a weapon. Okay? Get them a weapon and be prepared, because the devil is everywhere, and he's going into every crevice that will give him an opening. Amen. Weapons, we know our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. But we're living in a society where people don't have no respect. They don't have no respect for authority at all. So I said, well, you know, if he had a restraining order is just a piece of paper, and that's all it is, because guess what? That paper ain't going to protect you. No. If you were able to call in and notify the authorities that the person that you have the restraining order, you see him, and you may have noticed he has been riding around your property or whatever, they'll come check it out, but they're not going to give you no 24-hour surveillance. They're not going to give you no security or protection. At all. And that's why we have to get grounded. That's why we have to get rooted. We have to know who we're serving. And that don't mean that the saints are exempt. We know that we're not exempt. When we seen last month, this man went up in a church and stayed in there throughout the service and then gunned down 9 people in the church.
Jesus.
In the church.
Yes.
Glory to God. This is a time where we need Christ in our life. We need the Holy Ghost more than ever. It's all right. Yes, we know there's some prerequisites for salvation. Yes, we know we need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Yes, we know, hallelujah, that we have to fail not to assemble ourselves. But we need the Holy Ghost. We need some power. Amen. Yes. We need some power. We need to connect. It's time out for all of the jealousies. It's time out for promoting yourself and putting your name on the marquee. Well, we came to serve God. We came to worship God. Glory to God. Denominational. This denomination believe one way and the other. Well, my Bible tells me there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That's the Lord that we should be serving. That's the God we should be honoring. Hallelujah. Right. I'm telling you, if it ever was a time, Mother, that we need to connect, it is now.
It's now.
If there ever was a time we need to go down our block telling people, those some of our neighbors that we know not have invested in this salvation plan, we need to bind our forces. Amen. The enemy is busy, people of God. So I'm just going to open up with the word of prayer, God, and I'm just going to go right on into what the topic is for this week. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? We're going to Romans chapter 8. Who shall separate us? So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again. Hallelujah. Petitioning you, God. Asking you to have mercy upon us, God. Lord, we asking you to forgive us of our sins. We asking you to create in us a clean heart, God, and renew it within us the right spirit, God. Oh, God, and whatever you do, don't ever take your spirit from us, God. Oh, God, we want to learn how to serve you. We want to know how to please you. We want to know how to invoke your presence, God. Oh, God, we asking you to remember the bereaved families all over this nation, God. Remember our mothers in Zion, God. Remember Mother Charity. Remember our son, her daughter Kim, God, and our daughter Deborah. Remember our grandchildren, God. Remember, hallelujah, evangelists doing those that pray on the 6 o'clock prayer line out of Detroit, Michigan, God. Remember all of those that make sacrifice. Remember Bishop Staten, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We asking you to remember every listener on this radio broadcast, those that tune in and call in, and even those that come on the archives, God. I'm asking you to bless the fivefold ministry. Remember every speaker that have spoken on this radio broadcast for over 3.5 years. Jesus, God. God, remember Evangelist T. We lift her up to you today. Remember Pastor Beatrice Morton. We bring her before you today. Remember Pastor Gloria Smith, God. We lift up her and her family that lost a father on this past weekend, God. And I'm asking you to continue to lift up my family, the Singletons, God.
Yes,
Preston
Lord,
Singleton. Remember his children, God. Remember his daughters and his sons, God. Oh,
yes.
God, and all those pastors, God, that are holding up the bloodstained banners. God, we asking you to strengthen them, God. Keep them with a vision, God. For you said where there's no vision, the people perish. Oh, God, remember my mother while she's on dialysis right now, God. God, we asking you to strengthen her. We asking you to heal her, God. Oh, God, remember every organ, every tissue, every blood cell. Hallelujah.
God.
We asking you to regulate our organs, God. Align them up properly, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember my son, God, that just celebrated a birthday on yesterday, God. 38 years old, God. We asking you to remember him. Remember my grandchildren, God. My great-grandchildren, God. Remember Danielle, God, going to the prison. Right now, God, and set the captives free, God. Oh, free them in their mind, God. Free them in their mind where they can get the mind, God, to serve you, where they can get the mind to repent, God. Oh, where they can get the mind to put on their war clothes, God. This is warfare, God. We're in warfare, God. Help us to repent, 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 God. Oh, God, because repentance bring salvation. God, you said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you would in no ways turn it away, God. God, we asking you to bless everyone that we haven't seen, those that we haven't seen on the line. Remember Prophet Michael Davis today, God. Oh God, remember Sister Ruby Larry today, God. Remember those that are in California, God. Those that are in Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, Lansing, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, God. New Orleans, Louisiana, God. Remember Pastor R.C. Blake and Samuel Blakes and Mother Blakes. Remember the New Home family, God. God, and I'm asking you to remember Bishop Leo Lewis. God, prophetic miracle ministries worldwide. There in Montgomery, Alabama. Remember my cousin, Pastor Jackie McLemore, and my cousin, prophetess Theodora Glover, God. Remember the presiding bishop of the Pentecostal Church of the Apostolic Faith, Bishop J. E. Moore, God. Remember Bishop Lambert Gates, God. Remember Bishop Ford, God. Michael Ford, God. Go to Louisville, Kentucky right now, God, and touch him in the name of Jesus. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Remember him, God. Remember my siblings, God, my sisters and my brothers, God, my nieces and my nephews, God. We're praying for families, God. Those, God, that have been estranged from one another, God. Those that don't even speak to one another, God. We asking you to bridge that gap, God. In the name of Jesus, remember the bereaved family of Chad Bradford, God. The Bradford family, hallelujah, that lost his aunt on yesterday, God. We asking you to remember that family, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. And as we go forth, God, to just teach a word, speak a word to your people, God. God, we asking you to let us decrease right now, God. And let your word, God, manifest itself, God. Let it go into places that we know not of, God. God, encourage somebody today. Strengthen somebody today. Let them know, God, that they can do all things through Christ that strengthen them, God. Give them strength, God. Give them peace in their spirit, God. God, let your love, permeate this atmosphere today, God. Oh God, we need you, God. Hallelujah, like never before. Touch us, God. Touch our mind, God. Touch our bodies. Touch our spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. And we give you praise and we thank you, for all that you've done, God. We thanking you for all that you're doing right now in our midst, God. Oh, God, and we're thanking you for what we are expecting you to do, God, because there's no God like you, God. God, you are the creator. Hallelujah. You are the first and the last. You're the Alpha and the Omega, God. You everything, God. Oh, God, and you know everything about us, God. There's nothing hidden from you. God, we bless you. Hallelujah. We will bless you, God, at all times. Our praise shall continually be in your mouth, God. We want to walk worthy of this vocation, God. Help us to earnestly contend for the faith, God. Help us to contend for this faith, God. Don't let us get weary in well-doing, God. Oh, God, but help us to run. Help us to stand fast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And after doing all to do, God, help us to stand there for with our loins girt about us, God. Help us to speak the truth, God, and not lie, God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you today, God. And we give you glory, God. Hallelujah. We give you glory today, God. We bless you, God. Thank you, God, for all of the fivefold ministry. Today, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lift us up today, God. Encourage our hearts, God. Let us know that there's nothing impossible for you, God. Nothing is too hard for you, God. We bless you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We want to talk today from the subject matter. Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We're going to go to the book of Romans. Glory to God. Who shall separate us? And as we begin to just think on these things, hallelujah, we know the Apostle Paul wrote this letter. Hallelujah. And he was a hallelujah. He was taught in the Roman culture. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we all know the story. Amen. How he persecuted the church. Hallelujah. How he consented for the death of the Christian. How he consented, amen, that they persecute him. How he consented that they killed him. How he consented that they throw away the keys and lock him up in prison. He consented to all of those things. Amen, amen. But he was known as the Saul. Amen. But when he had the experience with God, God changed his name to Paul. Amen. And we know that Apostle Paul was one of the greatest apostles. Amen. He testified in his books that in one of his books that he seen Jesus last. Amen. Amen. And I tell you, when you have a personal encounter with God, it'll change your life. Hallelujah. It'll change your life. Amen. And it'll give you a new perspective on how to serve God. Oh, yes, it will. It will change your life. You cannot have an encounter with God and it don't change your life. Glory to God. So this man had an encounter with God. And that's why he was able to write some profound letters to the churches. He was able to write some profound letters to the saints of the Most High God. Oh, glory to God. And we bless the Lord for him. Amen. And as we begin to just look at this particular passage of scripture, if we go up a little bit further, amen, and we're going to read down a little bit, and then we're going to get right on into what God is saying, who shall separate us? But when you look at this particular passage, it's saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And when you see the word who, the first thing you come to mind is a person. But when you look at this particular passage, it's not talking. talking about a person. Amen. It's talking about things. Amen. Who shall separate us? That's what Paul was saying. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Glory to God. Who? So when we look at that, that is a pronoun. That word who is a pronoun and saying what person, what persons. But as we begin to look at this particular passage, it's not talking about a person. It's really talking about a thing. Amen. It's talking about a thing. So Paul is saying, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then that's a question. He's questioning. He's asking a question. Who shall separate us? But he's not saying my mother. He's not saying my father. He's not saying my children. He's not calling Barnabas name. He's not calling Peter name. He's not calling James name. He's not calling none of the apostles' names. But he said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Then he came back with, shall tribulation. So, mother, he's not talking about a person. He's talking about a thing. But he asks who? We're thinking he's talking about a person, but he didn't say what shall separate us. He said who shall separate us. And I can't understand why the scripture text says who, but Paul is saying who shall separate us. So I'm trying to get an understanding of just exactly what he's saying. So when I turn over to the New Living Translation and I begin to look at this particular verse, it says, can anything ever separate us? Now, the New Living Translation is talking about a thing also. But Paul asks the question, who shall separate us? So he's making this thing in the form of a person. But the New Living Translation says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble? Well, let's look at this thing. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It says, shall tribulation. Let's look at tribulation. When I looked at the word tribulation, and you'll all see all of these things that Paul is talking about, basically, they all in some form of or another meant the hidden meaning, and all of them meant trouble. When you see the word tribulation, it says grievous trouble. So that's just not the natural, that's just not a normal trouble, but this trouble is grievous. And when something is grievous, amen, that thing is on you all day. That thing may be on you for weeks. That thing may be on you for months. When you lose a loved one, we say they're grieving. So there's no time frame for a person grieving. You might grieve a month. Somebody else may grieve 12 months. Somebody else may grieve 5 years. So there's no expiration date for the grieving process. So it says tribulation is grievous trouble. It also says severe trial or suffering. An instance of this, an affliction. Then Paul says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Tribulation? So shall trouble separate us? Shall severe trial or suffering or an affliction, will that separate us from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. Then he said, what about distress? Distress, when I looked at that, it says great pain, anxiety, or sorrow. You know, when you're grieving, you're in sorrow. Amen. Great pain, anxiety, or sorrow. It also says acute physical. physical or mental suffering. So you can be physically suffering. That's what distress will do for you. Or it could be a mental suffering. Again, the same word says affliction. It also says trouble. It says a state of extreme necessity or misfortune. So you have had an extreme misfortune. Oh, glory to God. You have had suffering that caused you some great pain. Will that separate you? Because you're going through some great pain, because you're experiencing something that your sister and your brother may not have experienced, will you allow that to separate you? Then he went on and said, persecution. Ah, glory to God. Tribulation, distress. Now he says persecution. Oh, what is that word persecution? This is going a little more in depth. It's giving you a little more in depth of what Paul was trying to say to us. Amen. He's saying that these things going to come. These situations are going to arise. But will you let it deter you? Will it let you? Will you allow it to hinder you? Will you allow it to disturb you? Will you allow it to separate you? Oh, glory to God. Who shall separate us? Who is going to divide us? Oh, God, I bless you today. Let's look at, Jesus. Let's finish this. I want to go on and finish these definitions. He said, shall tribulation or distress or persecution? What is persecution? Persecution says to be harassed with oppressive treatment. You know how the children of Israel, how they was in Egypt, and a new Pharaoh came in the land and he oppressed them. They wanted them to make brick, but they wouldn't even give them the necessary supplies that they needed. That was an oppressive treatment. It says with harassing or oppressive treatment, especially because of religious or political beliefs, ethnic or racial or origin, gender identity, well, we got that, or sexual orientation, persecution. You know, they don't want you to say anything against the gay community. Amen. But they are allowed to say anything they want against the Christian, but we can't retaliate. Oh, glory to God. It says gender identity or sexual orientation. It also says persecution, to annoy or trouble persistently. Amen. So that's how the enemy does. He persistently annoy us. He persistently bring trouble in our life. He persistently ignore what we stand for. Amen. Because guess what? He know we're not rooted. He know we're not grounded. He knows our weakness. But one thing I love about the Lord, he don't allow him to know our heart. No man knows the heart but God. So Paul is saying, who shall separate us then? Are we going to allow tribulation, distress, and persecution to separate us? All right. Now Paul is going a little bit deeper. He said, now, if you're not going to allow tribulation, distress, and persecution to separate you, I got another one for you. What about famine? Is that going to separate you? Hallelujah. Will that separate you? Well, it almost did. If you all know the story about Joseph. Ha, glory to God. How he told his dream to his brothers. Amen. And they hated him because he told a dream that had his brothers bow down to him. But how many know whatever God has destined for you is coming to pass? The only one can abort your destiny is you yourself. Hallelujah. Didn't they come and bow down when the famine hit the land? Oh, glory to God. Not only did his brothers, his father even said, Joseph, what you mean? Me and your mother? Your mother and I are going to come and bow down? Joseph didn't know what the dream entailed at that time, but God knew it. God knew that there was going to come a time where a famine was going to come in the land. Oh, God, I bless you today. Are you going to let the famine separate you from the love of God? What is famine? Famine is extreme and general scarcity of food. A food, but Paul wasn't just talking about food. Oh, God, there may be a famine where, guess what? All the churches shut down. Amen. And you don't have a church to go worship in. What you going to do? Are you going to allow that to separate you? When you come and find the locks on the church, are you going to stop praying because of that? Baby, you better find your secret closet. You better find your secret closet. So this famine is not talking about just food. It says any extreme and general scarcity, extreme hunger, starvation. There's going to be a time where we're going to be starved because of this word. Oh, glory to God. Famine. Are you going to let the famine, hallelujah, hallelujah, separate you from the love of Christ? No, no, no. Then it goes on to say, hallelujah, not just the famine. Now we got to look at, oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. What about nakedness? Hey, glory to God, nakedness. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? We know what nakedness is. That's to be uncovered. That's to be without clothing, without a covering. Amen. You got some men and women that are walking around naked. And why do you say that, Sister Bernard? You got some men and women that are professing, hallelujah, professing to be prophets, professing to be prophetess, professing to be apostles, professing to be evangelists, pastors and teachers. Amen. But they don't have no covering. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Nakedness, meaning you don't have a covering. Oh, glory to God, you're being exposed. Hey, you don't know, Messiah. You're exposing yourself to trouble. You're exposing yourself to persecution. You're exposing yourself to distress. Amen, because guess what? How are you going to lead if you can't follow? In order to become a good leader, you must first be a good follower. But you got bastards operating in the land. They're not subject to nobody. They won't submit to nobody. But they're telling you to submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. For they watch for your soul. But who are they submitting to? Glory to God. Who are they submitting to? Glory. Yeah, don't know most. Yeah, we're talking about nakedness. We're talking about not having a covering. We're talking about without adequate clothing. We're talking about, yeah, no more, Shia. Hallelujah. Being left open. Being left open where the enemy can come in and he can make a mockery of God's word. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you today that nobody's going to be able to mock God. Nobody's going to be able to stand before God and tell him he's a liar. That's why the Apostle Paul's telling you, who shall separate you? You're no Messiah. You might say, I'm not going to let persecution, I'm not going to let tribulation, I'm not going to let distress, I'm not going to let famine. Oh, but what about nakedness? What about your clothing? What about your covering? You got to put on the full armor. Amen. You can't go. You can't leave your house without your full armor. Oh, glory to God. Nakedness, nakedness, nakedness. The Bible said, put on the full armor of God. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? Hey, glory to God. I'm going to tell you right here. Put on the full armor. Oh, glory to God. When you're putting on the full armor, you protect it from your head, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Put on the full armor. Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The full armor. The full armor. Put on the full armor. Hey, glory to God. We are leaving our houses unprotected. Amen. We're leaving. We're leaving without a covering. But I'm here to tell you, hey, glory to God. Ah, Yodo Moshiach, that God knows those that are his. Amen. God will protect you. He will shield you. Ah, Yodo Moshiach, Yodo Moshiach, Yodo Moshiach. Put on the full armor. Ah, Yodo Moshiach. Look, Yodo Moshiach, the full armor. We have to be ready, people of God. We have to be ready. We can't let nothing separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Ah, glory to God. When he said, stand therefore, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Withstand in the evil day. And he said, after having done all, to stand. How are you going to stand? You're going to stand therefore. We're talking about being exposed. We're talking about a covering. When you said nakedness, it's just not clothing. It's a covering. You have to be covered. Amen. Just don't go out there haphazardly. You can't go out there like that. You got to be covered. He said, having your loins girt about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. That's over in Ephesians. And he said, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, he said, taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Your faith, then you're going to have a shield for your faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then he said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. And we all know that is the word of God. But let's go a little further here. He said, after you know the Messiah, after your nakedness, I glory to God, after the nakedness, hallelujah, where you going then? Where you going then? Hallelujah. He said, tribulation, who shall separate us? Tribulation is not going to separate us. Distress is not going to separate us. Persecution or famine is not going to separate us. Nakedness is not going to separate us. All right, what about peril? Oh, glory to God. What is he saying about that? Peril. Peril says it's exposure. Again, you're being exposed. Exposure to injury, loss, or destruction. Ah, you're in a grave risk. Hallelujah. Life is in jeopardy. Your life is in danger. It says something that causes or may cause injury, loss, or destruction. Amen. After they come and foreclose on your life, on your property. We're talking about peril, injury, loss, or destruction. Amen. After they foreclose, hallelujah, on your home. Amen. When they come and burn down your place, they're destroying it. That's destruction. Amen. When you find out, amen, that your right eye may have offended your brother. Are you going to pluck it out? Amen. Are you willing to live with one eye? Are you living willing to live with one eye, mother? Amen. That's injury. Amen. That's injury. One of my eyes is gone now. I can't see too well anymore, prophet. Oh, are you willing, amen, to still not allow that to separate you? Is that going to cause you to be separated? Amen. Peril, peril, peril. Injury, loss of destruction. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's coming a time when you're going to have to declare. You're going to have to decree some things. Amen. You're going to have to take a stand. For God I live and for God I died. Now we say this last one. We already determined. We ain't going to let tribulation. We're not going to let distress. We're not going to let persecution, famine, nakedness, peril. We're not going to let that separate us. What about the sword? Oh, glory to God. That sword is a heavy thing. It says a weapon having various forms, but consisting typically of a long, straight, or slightly curved blade, sharp-edged on one or both sides, with one end pointed and the other fixed in a hilt or a handle. Amen. He said that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. This weapon, as the symbol of military power, punitive justice, or authority, it can cause a death or destruction. For, and this last one said, war, combat, slaughter, or violence, especially military force aggression. Amen. To perish by the sword. When they call these state of emergencies, amen, and they call for the military to come in. Amen. They call for them to come in and stand guard. We all have been witnessing this Ferguson episode where they killed the young black man, and we're seeing that happening all over the nation. It looks like a domino effect. It break out in one city, and then when you look, it's in some more cities. And that's how the enemy works. He has a domino effect. Oh, glory to God, and we have to get a domino effect. We have to touch and agree. We have to decree and declare. Amen. We have to know, hallelujah, those that labor among us. We have to know who we can call on to get a breakthrough. Oh, God. Oh, God. What are you saying, Apostle Paul? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who gonna separate you from the love of Christ? Hallelujah. Is trouble gonna separate you? Glory to God. When you find your children in trouble because of their disobedience. Amen. Because they won't listen. Because, hey, you know, no more shy. When you find that they give you a call in the late hour, in the midnight hour, and tell you your grandson been arrested. Ah, glory to God. When they tell you they're laying in the street dead, or you going to allow that to separate you. Oh, God, it may have not happened to you, but keep on living. Ah, it may affect one of your family members. That's why we have to get rooted. That's why we have to get grounded. We can't let nothing, can't let anything separate us. Trouble can't separate me. Hallelujah. I lost two children in a matter of 4 days, and I know the enemy thought he had me. I'm talking about who shall separate us. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. You know the Lord had that thing already fixed. Amen. He had that thing fixed because guess what? I could have committed suicide. I could have been in a mental ward. Amen. But I'm going to show you how the Lord will fix it. Oh, glory to God, before the enemy even come upon you. God said, I've already made a way for you to escape. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Mother Charity, he said, I'll lift up a standard. Amen. My son murdered a boy on Thursday, and 4 days later on Monday, my daughter was murdered by a boyfriend. Glory to God. But I'm going to show you how God fixed that thing. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. God fixed it. Amen. He fixed exhausted because she left four children. Amen. I didn't have no time to retreat. I didn't have a retreat to go to. Glory to God. I didn't even have, hallelujah, a place to go where I could mourn a few days. Hallelujah. I had four children that was dependent upon somebody, and that somebody happened to be me. Glory to God. So I could not go off and get in the corner and mourn. I couldn't go off and get in the corner and grieve. I couldn't even go off and question the Lord. I had to step in immediately. Amen. Sometimes you have to make decisions that's not favorable. Sometimes we make decisions and our minds are clouded. But who shall separate you? Hey, glory to God. I had to make a decision. I had to make a decision. I have four children, 9 years old, 7 years old, 4 years old, and then I had a little baby boy, Nino. He hadn't turned 2 years old. He was still in Pampers. Had to potty train him. That's how the Lord fixed my situation. He didn't allow me to go into a deep depression. He didn't allow me, amen, to concentrate too long on the travesty that had happened. Amen. Yes, I thought about it. I had to think about it daily, because that was a daughter that I gave birth to. That was a son that I gave birth to. One is in the graveyard, hallelujah, and one is in prison. Hey, but I had to make a decision. Glory to God. I said, now, Lord, how am I going to focus? How am I going to focus? How am I going to get through this? The Lord said, you got four children that I'm entrusting into your care. And the only reason I did it, because guess what? I could trust you with them. I could trust you with them. Amen, amen. I didn't have to worry about the fathers. I didn't have to worry about the extended family. Nobody stepped up. And when I begin, as the kids begin to get a little older, they begin to hear things from some of their family members. Amen, and they had me. They questioned me, and they asked me, they said, Granny, you told us nobody wanted us. None of our family members stepped up to the plate. Glory to God. And so as they begin to get of age, hearing things from their family members, glory to God. And I said, and I stand firm on it, nobody offers to come and get none of you all. Amen. And those were my daughter's children, mother, and I didn't want to see them separated. Who shall separate you? And I took them all. Glory to God. God had that thing fixed. I had to take care of those children. Amen. I didn't have time to think about what had happened. I didn't have time to wallow in no self-pity. I didn't have time to say, Lord, why me? But I had to move in and act expeditiously. Amen. I had to provide for those children. I had to cover them. Oh, glory to God. We talked about nakedness. I had to be their covering. Amen. I became the grandmother, but I walked in many, many, many positions. Amen. I was a grandmother, a great grandmother. Glory to God. But I had to maintain my composure. I couldn't get rattled. I couldn't let the devil seduce me. Hallelujah. And whisper things in my ear to cause me to retreat. I had to stand firm. Glory to God. I tell you today, people of God, who shall separate you? Who shall separate you? The apostle said, who, not what. But I'm going to put the what in there today, because in the New Living Translation, it said, can anything separate you? Hallelujah. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble? Was I don't love me because all this trouble have become active in my life. Amen. Am I to say because I've been persecuted that you don't love me? Am I to say because I've been in distress that you don't love me? Am I to say because I've had, hallelujah, some trials, some hard tests that God didn't love me? He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We can't let nothing, glory to God, nothing separate us. He said, no weapon formed against us, it won't prosper. Yes, they're forming the weapons are being created, but know today that it will not prosper. You're going to go through your tests, you're going to go through your trials, you're going to be persecuted. Tribulation is coming. Hallelujah. If it haven't hit your home yet, keep on living. 2015 is not over. Glory to God. So we can't let none of this trouble, calamity, persecution, hunger, destitute, being endangered, threatened with our lives sometimes. We can't let none of that separate us. Then he went on to say, hallelujah, in verse 36, we had Romans chapter 8. We're at verse 36 now. Glory to God. The Message Bible say, glory, as I begin to look at that Message Bible on these particular scriptures. It says, so what do you think? With God on our side like this, how can we lose? If God didn't hesitate to put everything on the line for us, embracing our condition and exposing himself to the worst by sending his own son, is there anything else he wouldn't gladly and freely do for us? And who would dare tangle with God? Who's going to mess with God? Oh, they said they had a play entitled, Your Arms Are Too Short to Box with God. Who would dare even to tangle with God by messing with God's chosen? When you mess with one of God's chosen vessels, you're messing with God. Hallelujah. You're causing damnation to come upon you. You're causing the curse of the wicked to be at your house. He said the curse of the wicked is the curse of the Lord, excuse me, is at the house of the wicked. He said, touch not mine anointed. Sometimes we take that scripture and we apply it to pastors. We apply it to bishops. We apply it to the fivefold. But it's just not for them. It's for anybody. Anybody that have been chosen. Anybody that is a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. I got rights. I have privileges. God is obligated to me. So when he messed with God's chosen vessel, guess what? You're invoking, you're asking for trouble. Not only for your household, but you're asking for trouble for your extended family. God will curse you to the fourth and the fifth generation. Who would dare even to point a finger? The one who died for us. Glory to God, who was raised to life for us. Do you think anyone is going to be able to drive a wedge between us and Christ's love for us? There's no way. Trouble, not hard times, not hatred, not hunger, not homelessness, no bullying, not backstabbing, not even the worst sin. The Message Bible say listed in the scripture. Why? Well, let's go back to the original text. The original text, King James Version. It says, hallelujah, give me a moment. It says, the King James Version in verse 36 says, we continuing on, as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. Every day somebody's aiming at us. But just know, you can't hit a moving target. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? As long as we're moving and we're progressing in the things of God, the enemy can't hit us. It's nothing he can do to deter, to disturb the plan that God has already in place for us. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But Paul said, nay, in all these things, we are what? We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And in my closing, verse 38 and 39 say, for I am persuaded. You have to be persuaded. Who shall separate you? You have to be persuaded that neither death, the death of my daughter and the imprisonment of my son, it ain't going to separate me. It did not separate Christ, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Christ, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We're not going to let nothing, nothing and no one separate us from the love of Christ. Glory to God. Yes, we're going to go through. We're human beings. Amen. But we got to get that mentality. We got to get a Muhammad Ali mentality. He said, I'm going to float like a butterfly and I'm going to sting like a bee. What was he saying? He had so much faith and so much confidence in his ability, in his skills, in his gifts that God had given him. He God said he gives us according to our several abilities. Amen. So if a man, a boxer like Muhammad Ali, can have that much confidence in the skills that God gave him, what about us? God gave us some skills. He gave us some gifts. Oh, glory to God. He gave us some talents. What are we going to do? Hide them in the ground? We go and bury our talents? The devil is a lie. I'm going to speak on the goodness of the Lord. I'm going to tell somebody that Jesus saves every day I live. Every day I live, if I don't tell it to nobody but myself, I'm going to say Jesus saves to the utmost. I'm going to say I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm going to say blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I'm going to say when my heart, hey, glory to God, when trouble come, when distress come, when tribulation come, I'm going to say when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock of hope, glory to God. I'm going to profess, amen, that nothing shall be able to separate me. Nothing and no one going to separate me from the love of Christ. You can take these earthly possessions. They're not going to separate me. Hallelujah. My daughter and my son, I didn't allow that to separate me from the love of Christ. You know why? Because I stayed connected. I stayed under the vine, on the vine. I stayed with a covering. Hey, glory to God. I stayed in the presence of the saints. You better get with some saints. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The worst saint. The worst, hallelujah, the worst saint is better than an ain't. Oh, glory to God. Yes, I said that. Get around some saints, because you got somebody that's calling on Jesus. You got somebody still leaning and depending on him. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us? I'm done. That's all God gave. You know, Moshiach. That's what he gave me. Who shall separate us? Glory to God. And as I remember, as Joseph's brothers had to come down to Egypt, to buy corn. Amen. Joseph could have took revenge. But the Bible said, Jesus said, vengeance, God said, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. When your enemy, God gives you your enemy, and he's right in your hand, right in your face, what you going to do with him? You got to do what Joseph did. You got to administer mercy. You got to administer grace. You got to administer love. You can't stab him in the back. You can't throw him in a pit. You can't sell him to the Midianites like they did Joseph. You got to administer love. Glory to God. Who shall separate us from the love of God? I'm done. I love you all. Mother, Mother Charity, God bless you. I love Mother. Hey, you don't know Messiah. Who shall separate us? Ah, glory. Hallelujah, Mother. You don't know Messiah.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. What a powerful message that was. Who shall separate us from the love of God? And all of those various things you called off, my God, we might encounter them in this life. But none of those things, Paul said, none of those things was going to allow him to be separated from the love of God. Lord, that was a powerful, powerful message in the name of Jesus. God bless you now. I love you. Amen.
Bless your name. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus. Thank
Lord,
you, Mother.
Thank
glory to God. Who shall separate us? Oh, Mother been on this field, ladies, over 50, 60 years, still serving the Lord. She haven't allowed nothing to separate her. Amen. Many times not able to get out to the physical building. Amen. But she's praying every day of her life. Amen. She's on the line hearing the word. She's being encouraged every day. And as she's being encouraged, she's encouraging others.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
God got a great reward for your mother.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God remembers when others forget. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see area code 504. The last four of your numbers, 6923. God bless you, caller. Ah, Jesus. Who shall separate us? Ah, amen, amen. Caller, your line is open. If you're able to say anything, you're welcome to comment at this time. If not, we bless the Lord for you being on the line today. Amen. I think I see my good friend. I think this Pastor Spinks on the line. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Ah. Glory to God. Is that Pastor Spinks? Amen. 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 Glory to God. All right. All right. Woo, Jesus. God, I bless you today. Ooh, hallelujah. Area code 904. The last four of your numbers is 5596. Your line is open, caller. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm just enjoying this. Not quite.
Amen, amen. Who am I speaking with?
Sister Sarah in
Florida. I can't hear you.
Sister Sarah in Florida. I had talked to you
Sister
about...
Sister Sarah in Florida.
Yes, Sarah in Florida.
All right, God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in.
Right, all right, amen.
All right, God bless you. We thank God for you tuning in. Amen, amen. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be finishing up tomorrow, and I don't know how long the Lord will have us on here. We may have Bishop Grant on tomorrow waiting on confirmation from him. Nevertheless, God bless you. We thank you. We love you. We're going to ask Mother to just close us out with the word of prayer. I got to run, pick up my mother from dialysis. Amen. So I'm going to ask Mother to close us out with a word of prayer, and we just thank God for you. Thank God for the area code 504 being on the line with us today. God bless you, caller. Amen. I saw two other callers on the line, but they've dropped off. So just continue to lift us up in prayer. And remember, go back and visit these scriptures. Read that whole chapter, Romans 8. Start at Romans chapter 6 and read those chapters and let the Lord just minister to your heart and open up your understanding. Amen. And be encouraged and know that nothing or no one should be able to separate you from the love of Christ. God bless you, Mother Charity.
Yes. Father,
amen.
God,
can you?
Name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank and praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your words of life, oh, God, today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Help us, oh, God, today. To hide thy word in our heart, oh, God, today. That we may not sin against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, dear Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless our evangelist today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and encourage your heart, oh, God, today.
Thank you, Lord.
Words of life, oh, God. Hallelujah. For the message, oh, God, today. Who and what shall separate us from of God? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that we might be faithful unto thee, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory to
some of the listeners, oh, God, Jesus, that you will bless them, strengthen them, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus, oh, Savior, help us, oh, God. Encourage your heart, oh, God, today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. My God, and bless Sister Bernard's mother today. Give us strength in her body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, yes, Lord, encourage the heart of your people. Strengthen your people, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. My God, and we'll certainly glorify and magnify your great name, oh, God, today. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray, and for thy name's sake.
Lord,
amen and
thank
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. We're going to close on now. God bless you all. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Amen. I see Brother Freddie on the line. Hallelujah. We're done. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared. to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. From you, he desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. Let him hear from you. He desires your praise, so your hands to him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing, but he's waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you.
All right. God bless you. We'll see you on tomorrow. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.